currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, my name is Connie Turman, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. Kirkland Fire Department's Deputy Chief Jack Henderson has recently returned home from his trip in Haiti with the organization Firefighters for Christ and took some time to share his experiences with us.
We've developed emergency response teams, and these response teams, we've been to Katrina and other earthquakes, Guatemala, and even Haiti.
He traveled to Port-au-Prince with a team of 12 firefighters from around the country. As a team, they helped the community, providing medical aid, organizing the depot from which food, blankets, medical, school, and various supplies were distributed, and built desks for the orphanage.
Each desk had for three students, because there is no school in Port-au-Prince. They were all collapsed. So the orphanage started a school, and we served the people in the neighborhood of Delmas 78, actually, and Carrefour. Carrefour was the worst hit. It's called the Red Zone. There's little security, and that was the worst hit place. So that was the two areas we worked. And we sent three people to a clinic each day, and that was right across from the presidential palace. So it was the main clinic, and they served thousands of people a day that just lined up each day.
He shared with us about some of the people he met in Haiti.
Well, there was a few. Our interpreter was Haitian, Yves Toh. He was a dynamic individual. I met one man, 19 years old, that when he was 1 year old had been sacrificed to Satan, thrown into a fire alive as a one-year-old baby, and another woman pulled him out, and I got to meet him. He was scarred in the head, burns, and then had to wear gloves because he was burned, but he was there in Haiti doing what we were doing, helping people as a member of Christ's body. He was an amazing individual, and then there was others that would just hurt. One 21-year-old girl I met was a college student, was in the collapse of the building, took her 20 minutes to get out, and she was the only one in her class that survived.
Deputy Chief Henderson was also able to share pictures of his journey, including the devastation in Haiti and the team he traveled with.
That's a canopy we built so they could develop a tent city. There, the tents are sheets, tablecloths and stuff. But they're impressive people, their resiliency. So I was impressed that way.
Please remember, even though we are beginning to hear less about the earthquake relief efforts, there is still a tremendous need in Haiti for help. Open for business. That's what the shops in downtown Kirkland are saying.
Well, you know, the Heathman Hotel, as well as all of our patrons in downtown Kirkland, see the construction that's going on, and as they say, good things come to those who wait. So, you know, while we're waiting for this enhancement of the construction, we say, you know, come on down and support us. Kirkland is still open for business.
We love to be in Kirkland. We've been here for 34 years. We'd love your support. Come on down. We're open 7 days a week here at George's, and we'd love to serve you.
From the Kirkland Papa John's, home of better ingredients, better pizza, we'd just like to remind everybody that we're still open for business during the downtown construction, so come on down.
Even though there is construction in the downtown area, that makes it a bit difficult to find parking, the businesses would like you to know that they are still open. Efforts are being made to make travel in the downtown area easier and parking more available. Additional parking is being added in March. The City of Kirkland Public Works Department and Marilyn Dillard, owner of the downtown property that housed the antique mall for over 20 years, has agreed on a plan that adds about 90 public parking spaces to downtown Kirkland. Around the first week of March, spaces will be available at $1 per hour, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and free beyond the paid hours. The property is located at the corner of Main Street and Park Lane and will be known as the Park and Main Lot. For more information, go to the City of Kirkland's homepage and in the search box type in parking. The construction on the new transit center is on schedule and is still looking at the finishing date near the end of the year. A new loading zone has been added in the construction area so that traffic will not be blocked by trucks unloading products, meaning easier access to the street and the businesses in Kirkland Square. If you'd like to receive email updates about the transit center construction, visit www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/onthemove and sign up for the Kirkland email alerts. You see his work every day, but there's another side to him. Fred Fuller, an employee of the City Public Works Department, has recently put his artwork on display in the Stonington Art Gallery in Seattle. His works of art are in the form of carving totem poles distinct to his Alaskan heritage in the Tlingit tribe. He began carving totem poles in college and learned that members of his extended family have also carved totem poles. If you're in the Seattle area, make sure you stop by and view his work. The Kirkland Cultural Council is proud to introduce a new network just for you. Kirkland's collaboration of arts, culture, heritage, education, and theater, better known as Kirkland Caché. Caché is a network for individuals and organizations with an interest in arts, culture, heritage, and all these special events that make Kirkland such a vibrant place to live and work. If you would like to plug into all the latest happenings in Kirkland or get the word out about the great things that we're doing in Kirkland, join the Kirkland Caché today by going to the City of Kirkland's website and clicking on Email Alerts. Hope Link will be kicking off their End Summer Hunger campaign March 1st and would like to remind the community that they can help in several ways. The End Summer Hunger campaign is a program that helps provide food for children who receive free or reduced fee breakfast and lunches during the school year. Last year, the community graciously donated nearly $170,000 in cash and food to help low-income families feed their children. You can help by holding a food or fund drive or by donating directly to Hope Link's End Summer Hunger campaign. For more information, please visit hope-link.org and click on End Summer Hunger. I Heart Indie Crafts is Kirkland's newest cutting-edge urban craft experience. Join I Heart Indie Crafts the first Sunday of every other month at Kirkland's Lake Street Bar and Grill, while they feature more than 25 of the Pacific Northwest's most innovative indie designers and urban crafters from 12 to 4 p.m. Enjoy live music from a DJ while having brunch, drinks, and shopping the best in urban crafts and functional art. The special guest for March is Happy Delusions. Admission is free and the event is all ages. For this week's episode of Council Up Close, currently Kirkland host Scott Mullett sat down with Amy Wallen for a one-on-one interview. They talked about her love of the law.
I love government and I love the law, so okay. This is going to be a really great opportunity for me to work within that part that I do love.
What she had to do every day when she lived in Australia.
When I was a kid, we lived in Australia and we had all tile floors and we had three dogs. And I had to vacuum every day, because my mother could not stand dog hairs. So sometimes I would try to just vacuum a little bit or sweep a little bit and get away with it, that kind of thing. But she had set various traps for me around so that she would always know. And so I, to this day, I vacuumed every day through high school, never a break, and I cannot stand vacuuming. I'll do anything to get out of it, really.
And her hope for Kirkland. To watch this program, go to the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.